The Relay for Life itself is a function that takes part one night out of the year. However, we have, for Scioto County, we have 38 teams this year, and the teams are having activities all year long to fundraise. Then we come together June the 22nd out to the Scioto County Fairgrounds to actually have an all-night walk. And it's an 18-hour walk, and the walk is for a day and a night in the life of a cancer survivor. So just to represent what a cancer survivor may go through darkness when the sun comes up, we are out there walking on the track for them all night long and also fundraising underneath each one of our tent sites as well.
And how many people typically participate in this?
It has grown throughout the years. Last year, I believe we have a little over 400 people attend. Last year, we only had 17 teams actually setting up. This year, we have 29 teams that's actually going to set up tent sites along the track. And, of course, we have a full-line entertainment scheduled up through midnight. We have a lot of local singing and local talent coming out to help, you know, draw a larger crowd. And one of the main things that we do is we provide a survivor's dinner. We provide up to 200 people, and it is no charge. And if you're a cancer survivor, a cancer survivor and a caregiver can come and attend the dinner. It's just a way for us to give back to them after all of the things that they have to go through their treatment and so forth. There's a luminary lamp at dusk that actually you light a candle, and we do a silent lap in honor of any cancer survivors and in memory of cancer survivor. So our whole track, if you can imagine, is lined up with luminary bags in honor or in memory, and then we do a lap of silence in remembrance and in honor of those folks.
Last year's Relay for Life in Scioto County raised $89,000 for cancer research. This year's goal is $94,000. With a postcard from Portsmouth, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.